Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
It's all about hiring smart, intelligent, driven, hungry people. Everyone in the office understands what the mission is. We're all super collaborative, and it's really about hiring A players early on, and A players will attract other A players. So I think the advice would be surround yourself with good people.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks. I will be hosting today's show, and today we will be speaking with Adam Wiener. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Theo?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. A little bit about Adam. He is the managing director at Rhino, which is a company that replaces security deposits with a low-cost insurance policy. He joined Rhino as employee number 5 and now leads a team of 8 other people. He's based out of New York City, New York. You can say hi to him at www.sayrhino.com. All right, Adam, before we get any further, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
No problem. Thanks for asking, Theo. So a little bit about me. Been in tech sales for the last 7 years. Been at companies like Yelp and Google. For the last 4 years, I've been in property technology. Was at a company called Nestio prior to joining Rhino. Helped build out their business development team, seed round through Series B, and now I'm over here at Rhino, where we are changing the way that renters rent and hopefully changing the way that owners can manage their properties.
So I mentioned in the intro that Rhino replaces security deposits with a low-cost insurance policy. What exactly does that mean?
It's real simple. Traditionally, when someone gets approved for an apartment, the manager or the owner says, okay, Johnny, you've been approved for the apartment. We're going to need a cash security deposit in X amount. It could be $300 in Texas, or it could be $3,000 in New York City. And what we do is we go ahead and replace that deposit with an insurance policy. So it's a reduction in upfront costs for the end user, that being your resident. And it will really grease the wheel, so to speak, with regards to leasing velocity, your ability to effectively market the apartment. So in essence, we're just cutting out a major bottleneck that prevents people from getting into apartments quickly to benefit landlords. And it's a great way to tackle the affordability and housing issues by helping people out during what's a super expensive time in someone's life, moving.
So when you say it's an insurance policy, are you working directly with renters or are you working directly with the owners, or is it both?
That's a great question. So we view ourselves as a true B2B2C model. So my team's job is to have and form strategic partnerships with landlords throughout the United States. And they in turn offer Rhino as a financial amenity to their renters. So it's really an equitable equation for everyone involved.
Okay, so you said typically what happens is I want to rent an apartment, the landlord approves me, and instead of me paying them $300, I wish my security deposits were that low. Typically, it's like a month's worth when I was in Ohio. So I pay $1,200 up front plus first month and last month's rent. So let's say $3,600 right away. Whereas for this strategy, you said that it replaces it with an insurance policy. Does that mean me as a renter, and rather than paying $1,200 up front, I'm paying something each month like I would other insurance quarter?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So it's a monthly payment that the renter pays. General rule of thumb is for every $1,000 in protection the landlord needs. So to replace your exact deposit, it would have cost you about $5 a month with Rhino. So the resident is psyched because they don't need to shell out $1,200 in addition to all the other fees, first month's rent, last month's rent, and that huge reduction in cost, which benefits the landlord initially. And to your point, $300 are like the norm in Texas. In San Francisco or New York City, where we have partners on the landlord side, they're charging residents upwards of $7,000-$8,000 in terms of deposits. Mm-hmm. So it's really a universal fit for a renter, and things, depending on socioeconomic status, it'll vary as to what we're actually replacing.
Okay, how does the exit process work with the insurance policy? So I'm a landlord, my tenants live there for a year, they've paid their, let's say, $5 per month for insurance, and then they move out, and then let's say the damage that I incur is, I don't know, let's say $2,000. Will this insurance policy cover all of that? I guess, what will the insurance policy cover? Is the process for explaining what issues I have, is that different? Because obviously, if I just take a security deposit, I kind of am the one who's looking at the property, seeing what damage was incurred, calculating the costs, and then taking that out of the security deposit before giving it back to them. How does the exit process differ with this insurance policy?
Yeah, totally. So the claims process is really easy. Effectively, we need to be as good or better than cash. Landlords or owners weren't able to get their money quickly and really efficient way, then no one would be working with us. Right now, we're in about 500,000 apartments, and we've insured upwards of $150 million in leases for owners and operators throughout the U.S. So from a claims perspective, it's all done digitally online. We need some photos for damages, for loss of rent or late fees, just a copy of a lease ledger or something showing an arrears on the account. You upload that information with the claim actually amount and click submit. You'll be alerted automatically that we received the claim, and then we process that claim in an hour. So it's very, very fast.
Okay. It sounds very convenient for the landlords.
Yeah. Take car insurance as an example. You go and rent a car. They don't say, hey, Theo, we're going to need $5,000 to drive the car off the lot. You give them your information. You take out an insurance policy, and it's a really effective way to protect the asset. Same exact principle applies, but to real estate.
taking a step back and looking at Rhino's business perspective. So again, I don't know much about how insurance companies operate, but you mentioned that you insure up to around $150 million in leases throughout the U.S. As a company, do you need to have a lump sum of cash on hand in order to make sure you can cover all of these claims process? How do you know how much money your company needs to make sure it can cover the potential of $150 million or whatever that number would be? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so we're what's called an MGA, which is a managing group agent. So it's our policy, it's our marketing, it's our branding. We handle end-to-end processing of the entire insurance process, from collection of premiums all the way to processing of claims. We operate on carrier's balance sheet. So we're backed by a company called State National. State National is a roughly $14 billion A-rated excellent insurance carrier. So they basically trust in us to write and market the policies in a way that we find appropriate. And it's actually them, it's State National, that is fulfilling claims and landlords file them.
Okay. And then another business question. It sounds like you joined this company pretty early on. What was the size of the company, whatever the main metric is? You said you insure $150 million in leases now. Maybe that'll be the metric. How much money worth of leases did you guys insure when you first started working there?
That I don't have off the top of my head, but to give you an idea, when I started a year ago, we were working in an 8x8 office with seven of us on a good day. Now we're in a 5,000 square foot space. We're a team of roughly 40. So the company, it's grown, and that's really to keep up with the volume and demand of both renters that we service and landlords that we work with. So when we started off, we had roughly just south of 100,000 units on platform, like 50, 60,000. And now we're upwards of 300,000. So we're growing really quick, primarily from institutional owner standpoint. So a couple of folks on the NMHC top 50 list, and then we work with everybody in between.
Okay. So just because this is an insurance company doesn't mean it's the kind of concepts that were used to scale don't apply to real estate, because I could start with me doing everything myself and having a small number of units to eventually having a team of 10 people. So what were some challenges you faced, or maybe lessons that you learned that other people can apply if they want to get to the point where they're not just a one-man show, they've got people working for them and that enables them to scale their business? But what are some tips you have for people who want to scale the number of people they have working in their business so that they can grow their real estate business?
It's all about hiring smart, intelligent, driven, hungry people. Everyone in the office understands what the mission is. We're all super collaborative, and it's really about hiring A players early on, and A players will attract other A players. So I think the advice would be surround yourself with good people.
Do you have any involvement in the hiring process?
Yes, I'm hiring two people on our business development team right now.
Do you want to give us some tips on what to look for when you're hiring people? I mean, I know you mentioned smart, intelligent, driven people, people that align with your mission. Is there any specific tactics that you use when you're interviewing that maybe is unique to your business?
Yeah, I try to have a conversation with someone rather than ask kind of generic or arbitrary interview questions. I try to really see if a person can connect with me and have a real conversation and try to learn that way. And I think that's kind of indicative of the way that we approach business development. Ultimately, Rhino is a free product for landlords. It costs them nothing. So my team's job is to form strategic partnerships with progressive thinking folks in real estate. So it's really about doing exactly that, having a conversation, building a rapport. So I think that that's a huge part of what I look for.
You mentioned it's the landlord. So you make money off of the insurance payments that the tenants pay. So part of that goes towards covering the claims or whatever, and the rest of that's profit for you guys, correct?
Correct. That's how the business model works.
Perfect. All right, Adam, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best advice ever would be, if you're a multifamily operator, to get your apartments off of deposits and to have them use an alternative like Rhino. I think that that's where the market's heading right now, and the advantages greatly outweigh the disadvantages. The only reason I could think of not using a service like Rhino is if you're in a state that allows you to use deposits for capital improvements. But most states, it's few and far between that allow that.
Perfect. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, bec20.com. Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellynn.com/show. That's dwellynn.com/show.
All right, Adam, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
War Journal by Richard Engel. It's a history or conflict, kind of a world scale at all. It's very, very interesting.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I'd probably go into brokerage work. I've always had a real interest in that and have never done it, but I'd probably go into the world of brokerage.
What deal did you lose the most money on? I guess if you aren't technically an investor, I guess it could be what business decision resulted in a loss of money.
When working at a company, the worst deals are deals that hurt the company. The worst deals that I've ever lost were deals that just that, high churn probability deals.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
The best ever way I like to give back, there's a charity called Shatterproof that I've given back to that helps people who are dealing with substance abuse.
And then lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Text or email is the best way. adam@sayrino.com.
All right, Adam, I really enjoyed this conversation. This is one of the first interviews I've done in a while where it's been kind of completely foreign knowledge. I really don't know anything about the insurance process. I mean, I've never heard of this before. It's very interesting. I'm looking forward to diving into this more. Just to kind of summarize what we talked about, Rhino is a company that replaces security deposits with a low-cost insurance policy. So rather than me as a landlord collecting a security deposit from my renter, instead I'll partner with Rhino and my tenants will pay a monthly fee instead.
You nailed it.
And the benefits of that are from both benefits, the landlord and the renter, because the upfront fees are going to be lower. So I don't have to worry about losing the residents that can't afford thousands of dollars up front. I can lease my units faster. You also mentioned that you're coming from a business perspective. Your company is backed by a large company called State National. That's your insurance carrier. That your company handles the entire insurance claim process. So if you're working with Rhino, they do the entire process. You mentioned that the claims process itself is that it's all done digitally. So rather than me having to do all the calculation stuff myself, I just upload photos, upload copies of leases for any late fees, and then your company calculates how much money it's going to cost to fix all the damages. We talked about how to scale. So when you first started out, you had 7 people on a good day, really small office, managing around 60,000 units. Now you got a big office, 40 people, managing over 300,000 units. And the tips were to make sure that you're hiring the smart, intelligent, driven, and hungry people early on, who in turn attract more smart, intelligent, driven, and hungry people. And you got the snowball effect. So make sure you're focusing on hiring the right people early on. That'll help you scale long term. More specifically, when you are hiring people to see if they are smart, intelligent, driven, and hungry, make sure you're having a conversation with them rather than asking them a list of generic questions to see if they can connect with you. And then lastly, the best ever advice was to get your apartment off of the deposit system and use an alternative like Rhino. The only exception you said would be if they have the ability to use the security deposits for ongoing CapEx, because if that's the case, you can kind of multiply that money by investing in the property and forcing appreciation. So yeah, great interview, great conversation, lots of great content. Best of listeners, I'm sure you've learned a lot. Thanks for tuning in. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellynn.com/show. That's dwellynn.com/show. Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference. bec20.com.